So, David Tennant, we know that you wanted to be an actor from a very, very young age, maybe even as young as three. Did your parents, did your father, the minister, try to talk some sense into you at any point?
Yes, they did. They did, but I didn't really notice. But only because of that sensible.
Of course.
You know, it's a ridiculous profession to try and make a living at. My dad often talks about, had the world he grew up in been slightly different, he would have quite enjoyed going into acting himself.
Of course, because there's a degree of performance
standing
up in the pulpit.
A huge amount of theatricality, especially when you see the way my dad does it. They always have been to see every show that I've been in and been very supportive and hugely excited when it's been going well. So it's not that they were against it. There was certainly no, we mustn't...
The devil's work.
Exactly,
yes.
None of that.
Right.
None of that. They just wanted me to make sure that I'd be able to feed myself.
So did they say, get a profession behind you as well as... But you didn't.
I didn't know. They were quite keen, I think, that maybe I'd get a teaching profession.
Yes.
Maybe you could be a drama teacher, just something that could pay the bills. They were quite right, but I was, you know, young and foolish and cavalier enough to plough my own path.
So given that your parents couldn't talk you out of it, I noticed from reading that somebody who knows you very well said that you have a steeliness and an unshakable self-belief. Is that something you recognise
really,
in yourself?
You said that.
Arabella Weir said
Did she?
It. Yes.
I certainly must have done as a child. When I now look back and think how unlikely it is that it all worked out, I think if I'd had a sense of that at 11 or 12, I would have probably given up on the notion. I suppose I am driven, certainly, and I'm always looking for the next job and trying to better myself, I guess.
And you auditioned for drama school, the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, when you were only 17. I mean, they normally...
I was 16 when I auditioned.
You were 16?
Yeah, but I was 17 when I started, yeah.
Okay, and that's probably a good, almost a year younger than anybody you would have...
I was the youngest in the school at the time.
Right.
I mean, I did this ridiculous audition. I did a bit of Hamlet at 17, not really knowing what it was about. And then I did a bit from Death of a Salesman. I played a 65-year-old man at 17. I must have been useless. And I remember you get taken into your auditions by existing students.
Mm.
The girl who was taking me in, a girl called Helen Reeves... And I sat there as various people came up and down the corridor and she was chatting to them all, but you going to the pub tonight? We're doing this, we're doing that? Thinking, oh, this is a world where people go to pubs. This is what student life is like. I was a very green 16-year-old, very green 16-year-old. And when I went to drama school at 17, I was still a very green 17-year-old. I did a lot of growing up over 3 years.
Right. Like what? I mean, it can't just have been the pub.
Well... I was saying that my friend Alan and I used to sing that Proclaimer song.
Right.
There's a verse in the middle, this is the story of losing my virginity.
Yes.
And without us ever really discussing it, Alan just took that verse. You know, there was a lot of things I still had to discover when I went to drama school.
Okay. Were you a shy boy?
I know, I wasn't particularly shy. I just felt like I was busking all the time, like I was pretending to be much more grown up and much more worldly than I was. So yes, I caught up quite quickly. I mean, I imagine I was getting away with it. Possibly everyone at drama school was going, look at that wee boy. It's embarrassing. But he's all right, you know, he's trying hard.
Let's have some music. Tell me about your fourth disc.
Well, this always makes me think of Scotland, and Glasgow in particular. It comes from the album Rain Town, which, of course, is about Glasgow. And this song makes me think about being a teenager in Glasgow. It's weird, they're a very Scottish band, but they do sing with these... kind of fake American accents, Deacon Blue and Dignity.